Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
All right, 5:33, Sunny 101.5, the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show.
All right. Woo-hoo. I missed it.
Yeah.
I'm way ahead of myself today.
Yeah, you're ahead. We're
actually way ahead of everything. We got chick flicks figured out, which I'm telling you. If I were you, I'd sit by your radio all morning.
The thing is, I do want to practice this all morning because
it's,
when we get to the performance, I don't want to mess it up by laughing.
Ran through it once, and the minute I came in.
No, I don't want to mess it
up.
I want this to be like we're serious about it.
Oh, okay.
And the only way we're going to do it is practice like 50 million times. We have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 20% chance of rain or sprinkles, and the high 58. This is Sunny 101.5.
Only one radio station can be rated number one for at-work listening. Thanks for making Sunny 101.5 your station at work.
The most music.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
6:18. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, wheelchairs are really expensive, but they're a lifeline for people that need them. And that was the case for Cillian Jackson. He's a 2-year-old genetic disorder.
2 years old.
2 years old.
Man.
And his parents couldn't afford to buy him an electric wheelchair. So they started brainstorming and turned to the robotics team at Farmington High School in Minnesota for help. The students started with the base of a Power Wheels and rebuilt it using a 3D printer. This thing's so cool. Cillian's mom, Chrissy, says the students were incredible. She says it has helped him explore in a way that he wasn't able to before.
Sure.
So last week, 4 months after getting it, Cillian and his parents paid the students a visit to thank them and show off him using it and just explain how much the gift meant. And the students said they could not have imagined a more rewarding project.
Wow.
How cool.
Very
Love
cool.
Love it.
Very cool.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
It's what starts my day.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:55, and here's Tracy.
Thank you, Jack. All right, let me get to the top of my screen here.
Yes.
We were talking about this one earlier. The original Chewbacca. English actor Peter Mayhew.
Yeah.
Who was Chewbacca in the original Star Wars trilogy?
Don't
has
ask
died.
Me to make it sound. I don't.
I
know.
I can do Chewbacca.
Could you? Okay.
There you go.
All right, that's good.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, he was 74.
And he's very tall.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, he was. I think he was over 7 feet tall.
Wow.
Well, his family was by his side. This happened on Tuesday. He had undergone spinal surgery in July in an effort to improve his mobility. And Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, they're among the co-stars who have commented on Mayhew's death, of course, just saying that he will dearly be missed. Well, Kelly Clarkson had her appendix removed just hours after hosting the 2019 Billboard Music Awards on Wednesday.
Boy, she confirmed, talk about a busy day.
Yeah, she confirmed the surgery in response to a fan tweeting about her appendicitis on Thursday. She tweeted, "I may or may not have broken down in tears after the show from pain." Well, that's awful.
I had that.
Did
My
you
appendix
have that?
Is out. It is the worst. It is
not good.
When they say it's a pain like none other, it woke me up. And then there's my dad. go back to bed. It's just gas.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You know what? When my husband had it, he thought he just ate something bad, and he was doubled over for the better part of a day. And I was like, okay, this. I don't think this is bad food.
No. Yeah, it's.
I mean,
for people that have not had it, it's kind of hard to kind of get the what it feels like. But you can't sleep. You can't do it. Like, you're doubled over.
Right.
As far as pain goes, I've heard that having a baby is probably right up
there. Well, I'm not comparing those two, but I'm just saying, like...
I've also heard that passing stones...
I've heard that's brutal.
Might be a little tougher. I don't want to do...
We don't want to experience...
One, I don't have to worry about, but...
But I can. I mean, it was an experience.
I don't want to experience it. That's for sure.
Yeah, I got you.
Well, some of Billy Joel's neighbors on Center Island want to ban noisy helicopters. That'd be a bummer for him. He commutes to his gigs at Madison Square Garden via helicopter, and the commute takes about 15 minutes. Whereas if he did it by car, it would take 2 hours during rush hour. Joel's attorney says he would support, you know, reasonable regulations, but that he spent a lot of money on a helipad and he wants to keep it. That doesn't sound like a good situation. Oh, Liam Hemsworth tells GQ Australia that he'd like to have 10, 15, maybe 20 kids with wife Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, why not have 20 kids?
Why not?
Might
have 20
as well
kids.
Go for it.
He says, but here's the qualification. He says, once we don't have so many dogs, he said, you really could not bring a baby into our house right now.
Yeah.
Those two got hitched in a secret Nashville ceremony in December. And they're not saying how she feels about having 15, 20 babies. So.
You'd like to get her opinion on
that. That's life-changing.
I barely get sleep with two. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I can't. Well, speaking of babies... On Thursday, so yesterday, Blake Lively and Keira Knightley showed off their baby bumps. I didn't know this. Lively showed off baby bump number 3 at the New York City premiere of Pokemon Detective Pikachu. Mm. And Knightley stepped out with a visible baby bump in Paris, France. I love Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. They're so fun.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend at the box office, Long Shot stars Seth Rogen as Fred Flarsky, a gifted and free-spirited journalist who has a knack for getting in trouble. Ugly Dolls is set in the town of Uglyville, where weirdness is celebrated, strangeness is special, and beauty is embraced as more than meets the eye. This movie's about a young married couple who are over the moon about buying their dream house in Napa Valley. But when the seller, played by Dennis Quaid, can you see it, continues to infiltrate their lives, they start to think...
Read a good review on that one.
Did you? He has hidden motivation beyond a quick sale. Mm-hmm. That one looks really good to me.
Yeah, I like that.
Being released in select theaters and on Netflix, extremely wicked, shockingly evil, and vile. This one's about serial killer Ted Bundy, who is played by Zac Efron.
What, real? Oh, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, you remember
that?
He was going
to do that. Yeah, okay, got it.
And El Chicano tells the story of LAPD Detective Diego Hernandez, who is assigned a career-making case investigating a vicious cartel. And he uncovers links to his brother's supposed suicide and a turf battle about to take over his neighborhood. Mm-hmm. All righty. Saturday is Star Wars Day.
Yep, May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
There we go.
That's what they say.
Sunday is National Lemonade Day.
It's also Cinco de Mayo.
Boy, you're just...
Man, you are a wealth of knowledge.
I know that calendar. I love Cinco de Mayo because Jack and I, well, now it falls on a Sunday. We usually go down to our favorite taco place and get just ridiculous amounts of...
Okay, can one of you find a Frankie Valli song?
Just do it, Jack. Go.
Yeah, Jack, can you do your...
Let's see.
Because it's his birthday.
Tell me, Tracy.
That would. What is the name of that? That's
Sherry.
Sherry, yeah.
Yes.
But we changed it to Tracy because. Okay.
Because why not?
All right.
Tracy, tell me, Tracy.
Wow.
I don't want to mess my voice up because they have a big
song later. What's wrong with
me?
This is Chick Flicks. It's not What's Wrong with Me.
No, it's Chick Flicks.
These guys have been practicing.
I don't want to mess with that.
It's
coming up
hilarious.
At 8:15 is the most important.
You're
going to
be crying. You're
going to
laugh
life.
So hard.
We've practiced so much, not because practice. I don't want to laugh during it.
Right.
I want to be so used to
it seriously.
That I'm going to be actually bored with it. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
I know you're tired of hearing it here in the studio.
I enjoy it more every time. I'm just saying that because...
Yeah, I don't want to mess that one up.
Takes chick flicks to a whole new level.
Okay. Yeah. And this is the bit that's going to take us over the top. I'm telling you right now. Okay.
Okay, so how old is Frankie Valli today? Because I think we've digressed a lot.
You know what? He's 80.
80. I am 80. Hey, 80. Look at all those candles on my cake.
82.
He's 85.
85.
Mm-hmm. And he's still... I bet you they got to tune down that
one. I met him once when the, which now is the Four Winds Field downtown. Mm-hmm. I bet it wasn't a year, may have been year, 2 years old. He performed there.
Oh, did he really?
I sat in the dugout with him. We talked about
salads.
This and that, you know.
Cool.
Yeah.
What do you talk about?
This and that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, hey, remember when the fire was created by that one guy? What was his name? The caveman friend of ours. Is that what you talked to? I mean,
next birthday, please.
Okay, Christina Hendricks.
Oh, I have no idea.
I love when you say that because that when you say that, you know how in a
Christina
how far
Hendricks.
Off I am. 40.
22.
44. She's Joan Holloway on Mad Men.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, I never watched it. Believe it or not, I've never
Great
seen
show.
It.
Okay. Yeah. Next. That's it?
Let's just stop there.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah, let's. Great idea.
Let's just stop there.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right, it's 7:44. Man, you're going to learn something today.
All right. Next time you're repotting plants, or a plant, keep the soil where it belongs with the help of a coffee filter. Simply lining the pot keeps the drainage holes in the bottom free from clogging up with the soil or anything, you know, that could happen. It clog, you know, and you can, when I water, I usually, especially potted plants, I usually overwater till it sits on the top and then you know it seeps out and it gets enough it gets enough water.
Right.
But those can become clogged. Not if you use a coffee filter.
How about that?
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? What you learn on this show?
I'm telling you, my last three, they're actually life hacks. Yeah.
Wow, that is good. You've had some good ones this week. All right.
Well, I'm one of those people that always has hard time sleeping. I mean, not necessarily falling asleep, but you wake up in the middle of the night and you're thinking, you know, the mind is going to the 75 things you need to do in the next 2 days or whatever it is. So I have a life hack for that.
Okay.
And I've never heard of this one. You count backwards by threes. So it's 100, 97, 94.
I could start from nine.
You're thinking really hard. And
six.
That's how it works because it distracts your thinking. So it forces you to really concentrate on, okay, what's three less than, you know, 94? Yeah, what? It's kind of hard.
Yeah, you know what? I'm
boring,
just going to fall asleep.
And it's boring, so it puts you right to sleep.
I'd be asleep by
85. And that advice actually comes from a sleep therapist,
which isn't
not
even
me.
One of three.
Which ain't even one of the threes, yeah.
Hey, you know what else? You know what works faster than that? You count backwards by prime numbers starting at 1,000.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Good luck
I can't imagine starting at 100 and counting backwards.
No, I can't. I can't either. It's just like, you know, like if you're pulled over by a police officer wants to check, see if you've been drinking and driving, and they do
the backwards alphabet.
The alphabet. I can't do that
if I
just put the cuffs on because I'm done. I can't do that. Z. Yeah.
And as you say that, you hand your feet out the window. That's pretty much a given sign.
That's funny.
I can't do the alphabet backwards. Can you?
No, I would have a hard time. I would have to.
X,
yeah, that's.
I'm going to jail.
That's hard.
Okay, mine is, this is more, we're joking around here. Now, this is more serious stuff.
Okay.
Kind of concentrate a little more serious thing. Because we've had, and we're going to have a lot more storms in the area. Outside during a lightning storm, things to avoid. Things not, you shouldn't do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Avoid open fields.
Yeah.
Elevated mountaintops. and watery areas. Stay away from that. And try to isolate yourself between rocks or in caves, and never, never lie flat on the ground, okay? Just thought I'd pass that information on to you, okay? That's enough being serious.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, time for Go Figure. Here's Steve.
Oh, man. This is what I get for trying to save trees.
You're trying to save trees?
Because I had my computer's frozen, and I'm just going to read it off.
That's all right. Well, at least you can see it. That's all right.
Well, I can't because it's frozen.
Oh, it's frozen.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? This by memory? Good luck with that.
Hold on.
We have computer.
This has happened to me before.
Right,
it's the worst feeling.
It's all right. You know what?
You know what it does? It tells you how in control of your life computers
your own life.
Are.
Oh, it's so true.
I mean, it really, it's like.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like when your car breaks down, mm-hmm. you know, like in the middle of the night and you're.
So alone.
The world seems so big.
Yep.
Well, same thing with the computer. You know, I know what you want. But I don't think I'm in a mood to do that right now. So here, I'm just going to freeze up, take a little nap, and you just deal with it.
Yeah.
All right, I think I got it.
But Steve, he's working on it, and I think he's going to get to it.
I got it. Okay, so you know.
That could be our goal figure. Anyway,
buying stuff on eBay. Have you guys ever bought something on eBay?
Sure.
Yes.
It's a lot like using the dating app Tinder. You can read descriptions. You can look at photos. It all looks on the up and up, but there's no real guarantee that whatever you click on is going to be what it is or safe to bring home, even for that matter.
Right.
That's how one person in London who thought she'd found a small dining set of her dreams wound up sharing a flat with a dozen of confused fish. Thought she was getting a dining set.
She thought she hit
the jackpot when she won this eBay auction for an expensive-looking glass table with fake leather chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like a great set. Two massive boxes arrived at her home sometime later. She immediately was excited, started ripping open the boxes, except the boxes were a bit too light to hold the entire dining set. So she's going, yeah. And she soon discovered why, because inside were 40 bags of water containing 150 live tropical fish.
Oh, man.
I didn't know you could order tropical fish.
For a dining set? That's a mix-up, man.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Get 40 bags of... Here's a bag. It's a fish. All right, maybe it's like one of those weird things, like when you buy a certain thing, they send you like a mint or something, like from a company. Maybe they just give you a fish when you buy their...
Wow.
No, here's another bag.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait a minute. There's 40 bags of fish.
Wow. Go figure.
The story you just heard is true.
Maybe.
For Chick Flicks, where Jack and Steve owns every season of Sex in the City on DVD, act out roles from famous movies that every woman knows and every guy, except maybe Steve, has never watched. It's time for Chick Flicks on Sunny 101.5.
I'm laughing already, but I'm not going to. I'm not going. That's why we practice for 2 days solid on this, because I don't want to laugh during it. I don't want to mess it up.
I will say this is because of my wife, Meg.
Yes, she's actually responsible
for this.
Because she said to you,
Don't just stop.
Okay, we'll stop.
But I hope my daughter's not watching. And she probably is. And then who always loves when we do singing? Erica in Elkhart, right?
Yes.
She always loves. Are you ready? I don't even think we need an intro on this.
We don't need an intro.
All right, ready?
You tell us the flick, and we'll give you a $25 gift certificate to our restaurant of the week, Mimo's Pizza. Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'm falling. And all the good times I find myself logging for change. And in the bad times I fear myself.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired of trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times, I fear myself. I'm off the deep end, watch as I dive in. I never meet the ground. Crash through the surface where they can't hurt us. Or fall from the shallow ground.
In the shallow, shallow. In the shallow.
In the shallow, we're far from the shallow now. Ooh, I'm not doing that part. That's it. I'm done.
I lost my headphones, man.
I gotta tell you, man. I gotta tell you.
Okay. You go first, and then I have something to say.
No, don't.
No, that was the toughest, your part, that anybody could handle it. And you did a great job.
Absolutely.
I think you did a great
job.
And
you know what?
What?
Meg says, Jack sounds great. Such a chick magnet.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Yeah,
that's what they
you
call me.
You had the easy part.
236. Yeah, I had the easy part. No, you did it. Sunny 101.5, who's this?
This is Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Aaron, how are you?
I'm great.
Do you happen to know that flick right there?
Of course. That is A Star Is Born.
You got it.
Of course.
You're going to Mimo's now.
Yeah, you're going to Mimo's. That's right. All right. Way to go. Good job.
You know what? We just got a text from a musician. It says, as a musician myself, I must say, impressive cover this morning, oh, Jack and Steve.
Great.
People are asking if you guys are gonna be at Friday by the fountains from yeah. now on. Somebody else texted
that. I'm sure that'll
back.
Go over really well.
Yeah, yeah,
we're gonna play our hits,
our three quarters hit. We don't even know the whole song.
But we can also bring. We can play Steak instead of Faith. We can also bring baked potato wedges. I mean, we could bring a lot to
you guys. Could
I don't think people would.
Oh,
but
look
you
out!
Know what?
Here's the problem with that.
They're over at the Morris right now, going, ooh, they're on to something.
We can play 25 seconds of every song, and that's all you get.
But again,
it would be a
the bottom
fun
line
25
is,
seconds.
It
so.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Listen to Sunny 101.5 at home, at work, in the car, and anywhere in the world. We're streaming online 24 hours a day at sunny1015.com.
Be sure and join us for the Monday Jack, Steve, and Tracy show as we get your week started off right. Maybe you'll win some cash.
Mm. Oh, that's always nice.
That's a good way to start the week with the super high-low jackpot. See you Monday.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.